From John Field Gymnasium, the annual Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. Thanks for being with us here on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL, where the Galesburg boys basketball team opens the 2012 and 13 season against East Peoria out of the Mid-Illini Conference. First time these two teams have played since 1998. And interesting to see what East Peoria might bring to the table coming off a year in which they won only one game last year. But a Silver Streaks team that won only 12 games last year and lost much playing time from that team. The most experienced player coming back for the Silver Streaks is a sophomore. Trevon Diggins certainly had time. He's a senior this year, and he will get a significant amount of playing time this year compared to last year. Carson Cheeseman, of course, went out with a shoulder injury, missed a good chunk of the second half of the season. So even one of the more experienced players there coming back doesn't have a whole lot of experience. So, Jim Lee, we bring you in. I'm very excited to see what exactly might happen in this game here tonight.
Well, if it's anything like the first game here tonight, we're in for a treat. This has been a topsy-turvy game between Moline and Englewood. And actually, Galesburg, even for all of our inexperience, I think hoping that the second a little bit bigger spread. Silver Streaks, while not proven by any stretch, taking on an East Peoria team that's really struggled the last couple of years.
Now Moline has just now pulled the game within one. Englewood has had many opportunities here to put this game away. Jim, what did you say? Moline had a 15-point lead, right? Late in the third quarter.
Late third quarter, they were up 43-28. Englewood hit a couple of shots just at the end of the third quarter when it looked like they were done, and they got it down to 10, and that seemed to breathe a little life into them. They went on, I think we decided, a 26-4 run.
Yep.
Got up by, they were up 6 or 7 here, weren't they?
6, twice.
And had the ball and some free throws and haven't been able to capitalize in the last two or three possessions. And now here's Moline knocking on the door again, just down 1 point with 16 seconds to go.
And Englewood has the ball. They will be inbounding. In fact, there were a couple of possessions. Moline, there's everything they could do just to even get it across half court. They'd get it across half court, turn it over. Englewood would have a chance to go down and score and couldn't do it then. So they've had a number of opportunities to build that lead and put this game away and haven't been able to do it. Now, this is not the first game of the tournament here tonight. The tournament actually started Monday. Even though it's Galesburg's first game, Limestone was actually here playing United Township on Monday, and the Rockets won that one. Then last night, Limestone played East Peoria in Bartonville in a game that doubled as a tournament game for this and a Mid-Illini Conference game. So there have actually been two games already, and Coach Mike Reynolds, when we talk to him here in just a moment, will address the fact that with the young team that the Silver Streaks have, there is some concern that East Peoria, even having won only one game last year, has played a game. And they got off to a terrible start last night against Limestone. As I think Mike Reynolds called it, the shell shock factor, went out there and just, of course, Limestone had played a game Monday, so they had a game under their belt, came out rip-roaring against East Peoria last night, and he said, we got to be sure we don't do the same thing here tonight.
Yeah, the big difference in that game is the level of talent that Limestone had.
Absolutely,
They're very good, and I'm sure East Peoria, while they may struggle tonight with Galesburg, is happy that they don't have to see Limestone again, because that figures to be one of the better teams in the Peoria area this year.
We'll take a timeout here on the pregame show as it looks like maybe this game will end, or maybe not, as Englewood misses a free throw. Moline gets the rebound. We're down to 5 seconds to go, and now they're going to get a timeout with 0.9 seconds to go. So they're either going to inbound it to try to tie it, or they're going to inbound it to try to win it, and who knows if we'll have another overtime. But we're going to go ahead and take a break here, or an overtime. We haven't had one yet, and we're hoping not to have one. But we are going to take a break here. We're going to visit with Raiders head coach Matt Wright. He's in his first season as head coach at East Peoria. And Mike Reynolds, 5 seasons now at Galesburg. In some ways, time does fly, does it not? 5 seasons now for head coach Mike Reynolds here at GHS. And we'll get a rather lengthy interview with him for our first official interview of the season as well. As the Silver Streaks are down to our left in the tunnel, anxious to come out and get on the floor to warm up. And we're anxious to get a game started as well. We'll take a break here on the pregame show. Raiders head coach Matt Wright up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Head coach Matt Wright of East Peoria joins us now on the Silver Streaks pregame. And coach, it's always harder first part of the year to figure out what to talk about because nobody really knows exactly what they're going to bring to the court. Sounds like you guys ran into a really good limestone team last night.
Well, yeah, I mean, that limestone team, obviously they're athletic and they're fast, and they just play absolutely tremendously tough defense. They were just they were a lot to handle, and Coach Matthews, that's one of the hallmarks of his teams year after year, is just that they're going to play hard, and certainly he's got a group of guys doing that right now, and they can go 10 or 11 deep and still not drop off too much, and that's, you know, I think that's what we saw last night, just a lot of pressure and a lot of speed, and they were good.
Well, and of course, your team coming off a tough year last year as far as wins and losses, and when you don't have a lot of confidence going in, it's tough to run into a team like that. I would think tonight's matchup might work a little better for you because Galesburg is a team that doesn't have a lot of veteran players back.
Well, what we've talked about every day coming into the beginning of the season here is that we want to get better with every single practice and every single day. And even last night, once we got down, it was like, what better opportunity than to basically hold a controlled practice for a half against a team that's that souped up? I mean, we can't emulate that kind of pressure and that kind of atmosphere in practice every day. So, kind of a similar thing with us being a little bit young. It was good to get some of those first game jitters out, but our goal is to get better every single time out, and that's hopefully what we'll see tonight.
Well, and I guess the goal for this first four or five games at a tournament like this is just to find improvement, maybe get a win or two to get to something under your belt.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, early wins give those guys a little bit of confidence in what we're trying to accomplish here, and there's been a lot of buy-in, and you know, we don't have a guy that's going to score 25 or 30 points a night, so we're trying to pride ourselves on ball movement and getting everybody involved in the offense and all five guys on the floor doing their job at the same time. And I think that they understand the goals and what we have to do in order to win. So, yeah, I mean, winning early always builds confidence.
Have you run into Galesburg at all in summer league play? Do you know much about them?
No, we didn't see him. We didn't see him over the summer at all. So I've haven't not been around coaching last year. I don't have a tremendous amount of information on them. So, we're kind of going in a little bit blind, just kind of talking with some other coaches that did see them. But, there's not a tremendous amount of information yet.
I'm looking at your roster. You got a 6'4 and a 6'5. Not a lot of height, though, if those guys would get in foul trouble. So that's probably kind of key for you.
Well, it is, but also kind of the zone concept that we use hopefully accounts for some of our lack of height. We try to roll out a lot of 1-2-2 and try to cover those corners up, and that way we don't get too hung up with one guy guarding the post all the time, and if we get in foul trouble, we can use some of our athletic guys to play the bottom side of that and kind of account for that lack of height.
Matt, where did you play ball, and how did you get to East Peoria?
Went to Midwest Central High School down in the Manitou area. Ended up, after I graduated from Bradley, coached at Morton for a few years, taught there. So I was around the middle line eye a lot, and then actually took a dean's position at East Peoria High School last year. And then knowing that the job was coming open this year, interviewed and talked about changing the culture and the program and trying to get things moving in the right direction, and here we are.
I've got to ask anybody that is involved in basketball today what happened last night. You ever heard of anything like that 138-point thing at Grinnell? How does that happen?
Well, I mean, from what I hear, it sounds like that was their plan going in, was to get that kid that record, and you know, you're going to hear a lot of basketball guys say that that's great, and you're going to hear a lot of basketball guys say that that's terrible. So, you know, it is what it is. It's that Grinnell style. They want to get up and down. They want to get a lot of shots off, and that's certainly what happened last night.
Well, they certainly made the national media with it if that was their goal.
That's right. I mean, they're in the news today all over the place, so, you know, you almost can't blame them.
All right, well, Coach, welcome to Galesburg, and hope you have a good season at East Peoria. Nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Coach Matt Wright of the East Peoria Raiders, our guest here on the WGIL pregame. Back to talk with Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks after this.
Constantly reaching for the remote, not to channel surf, but to turn the volume up and up and up. This is one of the most common signs of hearing loss. You should consider a Starkey hearing aid. The improved digital technology allows you to program settings to make listening easier, no matter where you are. The wireless technology allows your hearing aid to automatically adjust to your TV, phone, and iPod, so you aren't constantly turning the volume up. Call the Knox County Hearing Center for a free hearing evaluation. Knox County Hearing Center on Henderson Street, behind Lim's Ice Cream.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
We're back on the pregame show, talking for the first time this season with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. Coach, always good to see you. Exciting to be back at it. And tell us a little bit about this team. You look down the roster, there's not many seniors on here. There's not a lot of minutes coming back from last year. We've kind of got a new look this year.
Yeah, you know, we've got a young athletic group and you know, a little more athletic than we have been in the past, but we have good leadership. You know, we've got five guys that practiced with us and played some minutes last year, and they've been good leaders, and we're going to need that out of them because we've got to navigate this early part of the year with some young guys in some spots that, you know, maybe they won't be so sure of themselves. So we got a lot of confidence in our young guys and some of those guys, and some of them are young, you know, as a freshman. We have some sophomores, we have some juniors that haven't played any varsity minutes, so it'll be interesting when the lights go on to see who rises the occasion, and sometimes guys do that, and we're looking for another guy or two to do that.
So what do you do with those kids? How do you work them in? Some of them, I guess, are you going to start some of them? How do you kind of feel them out to see how they're going to handle this situation for the first time on the varsity level?
We pray a lot. We're going to start four seniors in Grant, who's started a lot of games for us last year, all but six. So we'll start with experience first, and we'll see where that takes us. And I think for young guys to see the pace of the game, sometimes they've all played in the summer, and you know, we've had scrimmages, we've had a lot of more scrimmage time in practice than maybe we normally would have had. But we tried to simulate some game situations as much as possible. So we're excited for the start of the year. We'll see how it rolls for us.
Let's talk about with a lot of those freshmen, sophomores on the team. There's two schools of thought. Sometimes you put them on there because you have to, but sometimes you put them on there because they deserve to be there. Do we have a kind of a mixture of that? Where do those kids fall in those ranges?
No, we don't have a mixture of that. They're on there because they're good enough. You know, we think we have the 14 best players in the school on our team. You know, and some of them are, you know, certainly if you're a young guy and you're behind some guys, You get a chance to play on the sophomore level. You know, if you're a junior and behind some guys, you don't have that opportunity. So we're a little deeper than we have been. You know, I think when we won a lot of games 2 years ago, we basically played six guys. And I anticipate us, you know, having nine guys in, maybe even in the first quarter tonight. So we won't certainly sub five and five out like Coach Massey likes to do. But we're going to play a lot of guys. And some nights, you know, some bench guys will get starter minutes and vice versa. So we're going to do a nice job, hopefully, here of feeling our teams out and see where it takes us.
Did you have most of those kids throughout the whole summer? Or, even kids coming in as freshmen, were you able to get a lot of the time with them over the summer, too?
Yeah, I mean, we had a young group everywhere we went. And we kept hearing from other coaches, we can't believe Grant's a sophomore. We can't believe Meeker's a freshman. We can't believe Joe Williams is a sophomore. You know, Tyson Parks and Denzel and those guys, we can't believe they're juniors. But that says something about those guys. And something I'm going to tell them in pregame is, remember where we ended the summer. Think about how much better you are from that point to here. It's because all the time and effort you put in. Now it's time to prove how good we are. Because we think we got a pretty good team here. And we want to come out and I say it every day in practice lots of times, aggressive wins. You know, there's not too many teams in the state that can just lay back and not be the aggressive one and win games. And we're certainly not in that mix either. So we want to be the aggressive team, and we want to start that, you know, tonight when the ball goes up.
So what's been the focus with this group since practice officially started earlier this month? Have you had to change sort of your regular philosophy in terms of playing with a younger group and a less experienced group? How have you adjusted maybe what you might have done in the past as a coach?
I tried to be calmer, but it doesn't always work. But, we had to, you know, go over some basics a little more offensively and review, you know, with some older teams. You can go right into reviewing some things and go right into some game situations. It took us a little longer to review some situations, and some guys are still struggling with some of the, you know, review and stuff, which is natural. It's not, to say anything bad about them. It just is what it is at this point. And, so we'll see. And there's a lot of difference between running stuff in practice and running game plans in practice, and then all of a sudden going out here and taking a deep breath and being able to play. And I think East Peoria kind of went through that last night in the first quarter. They went out there and got blitzed by, you know, Limestone pretty good in the first quarter. And once they coach took a couple timeouts, they took a breath, then they were fine the rest of the game, you know. And we want to – so they've got a game in. So they've got that wow moment out of themselves. So we want to try to minimize – our shell shock as much as possible. That's one reason to go in with the older guys, and hopefully they'll lead us into a good start.
Now, you mentioned starting four seniors tonight. Let's talk about how their game has changed and evolved and your expectations of them and maybe some of the things you've told them that in being in a different role this year, guys like Marcus Ross and Trevon Diggins, who did play, had a pretty good amount of playing time last year. I'm sure all of their roles have changed this year now, right?
Yeah, you know, like we start with Carson. He's going to handle the ball a little bit for us. He did that last year until he got injured. You know, we played some of our best basketball when he played. Right. You know, he's a good glue guy, and he's a really good team guy. Trevon Diggins certainly is, you know, we think he's the best defender in the league. You know, and that'll be telltale sign will be, you know, coming in a couple of weeks when we get in the conference. But we think he's as good a defender as anybody, and he showed that all summer long. The bullseye is on Marcus and Ryan, to be real honest with you, because we need them to play. We need them to produce. We need them to be good. We need them to be as good as they're capable of. And when they're as good as they're capable of, we're going to be pretty good. If our post play struggles at times or is inconsistent, that's going to be the telltale of our team, because we have enough guards to, if somebody doesn't have it, we can rotate them in. We basically are, you know, without Grant in the post as much, we're, you know, relying on Tyson to come in, and Tyson's a great energy guy off the bench and get a lot of putbacks and rebounds, but he doesn't have the experience those other two guys have. So to be able to play every possession, that's what we're counting on from Ryan and Marcus. And at the end of the night, we ought to look at the stat sheet from our post players and add them all up and see around 18 points and 15 rebounds somehow between the three of them. And there'll be times where we'll play smaller with Grant in the post too. But I think our post players are capable of that. And we've prodded them and pushed them to be as good as they can be. And I know they're ready to go, and they're ready to kind of disprove maybe some of the misconceptions about their game, you know, kind of that they've had in the past. So I think they're going to have, both of them are going to have a good year.
And you feel like you've got the good leadership out of those kids too. I mean, here's a chance for them to really step into a role that they haven't had to do, not only on the court, but just in that team dynamic aspect of it too. How's that going for them?
It's been good. You know, just the other day, you know, Ryan Carl, we were having, you know, a slow part of practice, and he just pulled everybody together and said, let's go. You know, and that's something we haven't seen out of some guys here lately. And you know, Carson and Trevon and Grant are pretty good leaders, but we need – you know, championship teams have lots of leaders on them. You know, if you look at teams like the Celtics and the Heat, they're all trying to bring them together. If you look at the Lakers, they have a strong leadership there. So, you know, we're trying to build that same thing here. You know, we're trying to make sure that our older guys who've been in the program 4 years take the reins and kind of push our guys through.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the pregame show here. And when we come back, the starting lineups and the tip-off to the Galesburg boys basketball 2012-13 season against East Peoria coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The trees, the lights, the garland, and of course the goodies. Together they create the magical beauty of Christmas. The shelves at Community Treasures are fully stocked for the holiday season with many Christmas items for sale. You'll find dishes, glassware, and crystal pieces, along with trees, lights, decorations, apparel, and more. Do your holiday shopping early and pick up something for yourself, too. Your purchase supports the local nonprofits in the area. So, check off your shopping list at Community Treasures Thrift Store on East Main in Galesburg. And know you're making a difference.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing. I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
It's not too soon to start your holiday shopping, and now through November 30th, Yam in Galesburg has pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs marked with savings that make getting ready for winter driving and the holidays an affordable reality. New car and truck sales have loaded the lot with quality pre-owned vehicles and all with great savings. And Yam, buy a 2012 Chrysler 200 for under $15,600 and save $1,500. Buy a 2011 Chevy Malibu for under $14,000 and save over $2,000. Buy a 2010 Town and Country minivan with under 34,000 miles for under $20,000 and save $2,500. Yam also has great savings on pre-owned trucks like a 2009 GMC Canyon SLE two-wheel drive extended cab. Buy now for $16,611 and save over $2,000. Yam for details. Yam has imports too, like Lexus, Infiniti, Nissan, Mazda, Toyota, Prius, and VW sedans. Drive the lot and see for yourself why holiday shopping begins now. Yam's pre-owned Get Ready for the Holiday Sale. Going on now through November 30th.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good evening from John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you as we get ready to start the Galesburg boys basketball season. Let's go to public address announcer Gary Mitchell very quickly here.
Ray, on his Hall of Fame induction and his outstanding contributions to the present Silver Streak program, and presenting a plaque to Joey Range, his assistant coach, Mr. Steve Cheeseman. Let's give Joey one more round of applause.
Joey Range being recognized here, class of 98. He was inducted into the Illinois Basketball Hall of Fame earlier this fall, and being recognized with a plaque presentation here before the start of the Silver Streak season here tonight.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you all would rise, remove your hats for the play of our national anthem that will be followed by the starting lineups.
Send it back down to public address announcer Gary Mitchell for the starting lineup.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This contest is between the East Peoria Raiders and your own Galesburg Silver Streaks. And now it's time to meet the players. For East Peoria, 5'10" junior, number 3, Ryan Schlesher. A 5'10" junior, number 10, Sean Mulhern. 6 foot junior, number 15, Bennett Krim. 5'10" junior, number 22, Michael Thompson. And a 6'5" senior, number 24, Adam Sommer. Assistant coaches are Dave Brown, Brett Gunningham, Josh Johnson, and Doug Martin. And the head coach of the Raiders is Mr. Matt Wright. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'10" senior, number 1, Diggin, Trevon Diggin. A 6'1" senior, number 11, Cheeseman, Carson Cheeseman. 6'2" sophomore, number 32, Gibson, Grant Gibson. 6'4" junior, number 33, Ross, Marcus Ross. And a 6'5" senior, number 40, Carl, Ryan Carl. Assistant coaches for the Streaks, Mr. Steve Cheeseman, Mr. Ryan Hart, Mr. Matt Pogue, and Mr. Rob Williams. And the head coach is Mr. Mike Reynolds. The team managers are Madison Reed and Rand Harrison. Now let's play basketball.
Thanks, as always, to public address announcer Gary Mitchell. And, yes, Jim, let's play some basketball. We've had a successful football season, first playoff appearance for Galesburg High School in 10 years. Galesburg boys basketball team coming off a losing season last year, 12-20. But odd that Joey Range recognized tonight as the Silver Streaks play East Peoria for the first time since that same 97-98 season. And they lead the all-time series over the Raiders as Grant Gibson shoots a three from the left corner, rolls off, and Ryan Carl bats the rebound out of bounds, and East Peoria takes over.
Well, that's something right there we're going to see a little more of this year, according to Coach Mike Reynolds. Grant Gibson really been working on his shooting in the offseason. He says he'll take quite a few threes this year. Last year, Grant was pretty much an inside force.
Between the circles, Michael Thompson. Adam Sommer at 6'5", the tallest and biggest player on the East Peoria team, was the leading scorer in their loss to Limestone last night. He was the only player in double figures as East Peoria turns it over with a travel call. Carson Cheeseman will inbound to Trevon Diggins, who Coach Mike Reynolds says he believes is one of the best defenders, if not the best defender, in the Western Big Six. So Trevon's key will be on the defensive end, and we'll see if Trevon has picked up his offense as well. Here's Ryan Carl with a little baby hook inside the lane, and the Streaks have scored the first basket of the season.
What a nice pass inside to Carl, just on the outside of his move, just able to catch that and basically drop it in the basket. The big guy had an easy one.
Trying to work between two defenders, Ryan Schlesher, a 5'10 junior, draws the foul as he ducks between two Silver Streaks, and I think it's going to be Carson Cheeseman who picks up the foul. First foul of the game, 59 seconds in. They call it on Diggins instead. 2-0, Galesburg with the early lead, inbounding the ball, Michael Thompson into the backcourt to Schlesher, now hands off to Sean Mulhern. East Peoria not very big, three starters listed at 5'10", but then they do have Summer, the big kid, at 6'5", and a football player off a successful East Peoria season in which they won 7 games this year. Knifing in between the lane, cutting up, and a bank shot too hard for Krim, and the rebound to Ryan Carl. Here come the Streaks up court, trying to push it a little bit. Raiders get back defensively, and from the left corner, Grant Gibson hits a three. Just about the same spot. He fired one earlier. This one swishes through perfectly, and Galesburg's up 5-0.
Grant got a real nice look at that just below us. Plenty of time to measure it. He won't get that kind of time in the Western Big Six Conference, but here early in this tournament, you get some better looks at the basket. We saw it last year, too. Some more time to measure your shots against most of these teams.
Trevon Diggins gets called for his second personal foul. So Mike Reynolds saying that he believes his team goes deeper than it has in the past couple of years, even a couple of years ago when they won 25 games. Now, the Streaks basically played only 6 players, so Ethan Meeker, the 6-foot freshman, is the first substitution of the season for the Silver Streaks. Again, Galesburg with three freshmen and 3 sophomores on the team at the varsity level. after a miss at the other end. Here come the Silver Streaks. Marcus Ross, Gibson, swing it around left side. Meeker hits a three, and he takes an immediate impact on the team. It's 8-0 Galesburg.
First shot in his varsity career, and Coach Reynolds was really impressed with Ethan Meeker. He told me at the end of the football season how excited he was for Meeker to be able to potentially get some big minutes this year, even though he's just a freshman.
Forces an East Peoria timeout with 5:52 to go, and Matt Wright having to be concerned. This is very similar to the start they got off to last night against Limestone when they fell behind 22-1 in the first quarter and obviously never recovered from that, losing eventually by 36. Although Mike Reynolds said, you know, this is what Wright had to do. Had to call a couple of timeouts, try to get his team settled. He said then they played pretty evenly the rest of the way, but obviously the damage was done.
I mean, I asked Coach Wright on the pregame. I said, you've got a couple of big guys at 6'4 and 6'5, but other than that, they're a pretty small team. He said, yeah, we'll probably stay in the zone most of the time to try and keep guys out of foul trouble. Well, they're going to have to get more aggressive in that zone because we've been wide open three straight times here in the near corner. The make by Gibson in the same spot, Meeker knocked it in.
Mulhern across midcourt coming out of the 30-second timeout, gets it back on the skip pass. Now to the left side, Slusher works his way back to the circle to Mulhern. East Peoria, again, having won just one game all of last year, so a difficult job for Matt Wright in his first season as a travel call on the other end is the Raiders' second turnover to go along with an 0-for-2 from the field here in the early going. 5:32 to play first quarter. It's 8-0 Galesburg.
You know, Ethan Meeker reminds me a little bit of another freshman who I think wore the same number, Joel Dietrich. He came in with number 4, played some great ball his freshman year. And in fact, I just saw Joel sitting down here on the front row as I came up to the broadcast position.
Although Joel's first game that freshman year wasn't until the 9th game of the year. Meeker comes in minute and a half into the game. Gibson with another three from the outside. This one's a little bit strong, and the long rebound out to Bennett Krim for East Peoria.
Still remember the game that Joel played against Rockford Boylan down there in the Bloomington Normal Tournament. Had 20-plus points. That was against Joe Tully and company, that Boylan team. That was quite a performance.
Under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. 8-0 is the Galesburg lead. East Peoria looking for its first score in this contest, having lost last night to Limestone. Here's a block at the other end. Grant Gibson comes up with the loose ball rebound, leading the break to the other end. Almost had it poked away. Hangs on to it. Gets it out to Marcus Ross. Swinging around right to Meeker. Skip pass to the outside. Carson Cheeseman looks left. Ross into the near corner. Gibson skip pass far side. Meeker open three. That one's off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Summer for East Peoria. Now trying to push it up court, and he pulls up. And now we'll walk it across the timeline. And gives it off, and he didn't get it off in time. He skipped it over to Mulhern, who was lagging in the backcourt. And then he quickly jumped across the timeline, but he didn't get his feet down before he received the pass, so it's an over and back violation.
Mike Reynolds talked about differences coming into this year, the athleticism, depth of the team with these underclassmen being able to contribute good minutes. Also shooting. Last year, shooting was a tough sell many nights, but he likes the way this team can shoot.
And Ryan Carl, as if on cue to what Jim's saying, nails a three from the right elbow, and Galesburg's up 11-0 halfway through the first quarter.
Well, he wasn't the one I was thinking of from three-point land.
Fact, although we saw him shoot threes last year from time to time.
He hit a big one up in the Quad Cities that saved us from scoring 17 points. What a game.
Rock Island.
Yeah.
Whew. So 11-0 here. Galesburg last year, when they won four of their first five games, got off to some quick starts similar to this as they force another turnover. Meeker then fouled after picking up the loose ball, and he gets bumped right at midcourt, and that'll be the first team foul of the night against East Peoria, following their fourth turnover already in this first quarter.
Streaks are doing some things well, but you don't have to watch this one long to understand why East Peoria was 1-24 last season.
Mulhern picks up his first foul. Marcus Ross inbounds to Gibson in the backcourt. Carl, Meeker, and Cheeseman stay on the floor for the Silver Streaks, but a substitution coming at the next dead ball. Around a screen, Gibson all the way in from the right side got fouled as he took it strong to the basket. He's going to get his first two free throws of the season.
You know, Grant,
foul on Slusher, his first.
Grant, is even his dad Joe was telling us last year, he was afraid he was about done growing hype-wise, and that seems to be the case, but he's getting bigger through the shoulders. Looks like Grant's put on a little bit of muscle as he heads into this season.
Well, not only is Grant done growing, but apparently he's shrinking. He was generously listed at 6'3 on the roster last year. This year, he's a more honest 6'2 as he rolls the first free throw through. Second free throw, perfect. And now Galesburg up 13-0 here in the early going. Well, ran at 62% from the free throw line last season, uh-huh. and he'll have to pick that up a little bit this year.
The adjustments that we're making, you know, Kendall Thompson, ineligible to play this season, and he was going to be counted on to bring the ball up the court. In the summer league, he played all the time, and Coach Reynolds said he was just doing a great job, but then things happened there, and he's no longer with the team, and we've had to adjust our guard play.
Into the game, Joe Williams, a sophomore for the Silver Streak, so Galesburg is going to be young. Here's an air ball from the right side, and the Streaks come down with the rebound. Leading 13-0 down low, Ryan Carl gets pushed, and that'll be a foul on Kieran Buckley, who came into the game as East Peoria's first substitution, and the Raiders have quickly picked up three team fouls in the last minute of action, 3:02 to play in this first period, and the Streaks leading by a baker's dozen.
Saw the game before this. We will have our hands full with Chicago Englewood, who lost to Moline by a point, but they were tough.
Meeker's three on the inbound rolls out, and a tie-up on the rebound between the 2:25s. Kieran Buckley came down with a rebound, and then Williams got his arm in there, tied him up with the held ball, keeps it East Peoria's way on the alternating possession. Under three to go here in the first quarter. Galesburg puts on the full court press for the first time, and they force the turnover. Cheeseman and Williams force Mulhern over to the sideline, and as he picked up his dribble, his lead foot slid right onto the sideline, and that's a fifth turnover now on the Raiders. Out go Carl and Cheeseman. Into the game, Denzel Jones, a 5'11 junior for the Silver Streaks. And Marcus Ross is back on the floor. Gibson on the perimeter between the circles, hands off to Meeker. Now Gibson driving left baseline, little pull-up floater, rolls off the front of the rim, the rebound knocked around, out of bounds, back to the Raiders.
Probably not the shot we wanted out of that set. I thought Grant forced that a little bit on the baseline. Wasn't a whole lot happening there on that offensive possession.
East Peoria triggering quickly, but Galesburg had the press set. Now the Raiders do get it across midcourt. 13-0 Galesburg, faking a three. Mulhern now gives off left side to Bennett Krim driving in. Cut off on the baseline, skips it back out. And the Raiders will have to reset the offense. And the Streaks on the bench applaud the Galesburg defensive effort there to prevent the easy basket attempt. 2:10 to go, first quarter. Jim, I have the Raiders 0-4 from the field. Is that
yep.
right? To go along with five turnovers. Now a reach-in foul called on Grant Gibson, his first.
Hey, you mentioned Denzel Jones into the game, the 5'11 junior. Saw him do some nice things in the sophomore level last year. Real strong in transition from what I remember. So many times the one thing that has to change, though, from the sophomore to the varsity is that defense. And I think everybody, once they step into Mike Reynolds' role on the varsity, you've got to step up your pace on defense. We'll see how Denzel gets along in that area this year.
2 minutes to go in the first quarter. 13-0 is the Galesburg lead, nearly stolen away by Ross, but Kieran Buckley hangs on to it. There's two sets of twins on this team, Kieran and Carson Buckley being two of them. It's Kieran on the floor right now. A jumper just inside the free throw line rolls off for Mulhern, and Ross skies for the rebound. That'll be a big part of his game that the Streaks will need this season, and a reach-in foul called on East Peoria as Galesburg brings it across midcourt. That'll be the second of the game on Mulhern, the fourth against East Peoria.
What do you think of our uniforms?
Yeah, I was going to mention that earlier, and it escaped my description at the time I wanted to say it.
Almost looks a little like a practice jersey, all white except for gold numbers.
Here's a three left side. Gibson shot rolls off again. He's 1-for-5 in the first quarter, and Marcus Ross gets called for a foul over the back on the rebound.
So many of the teams have gone to the sleeveless rather than that tank top that teams used to wear. And I always preferred the sleeveless a little bit. The tank top I'd always thought was a little uncomfortable, but seems like that's, you know, things go in trends. They'll all be wearing tank tops again in 5 years, but right now the sleeveless thing seems to be bigger.
I think the long shorts are here to stay, though. Here's another turnover by East Peoria, driving down the lane, a little bit strong, Denzel Jones, but he got fouled on the way to the basket after the sixth East Peoria turnover, and Denzel's going to get a couple of free throws here. Fouls have mounted very quickly on the Raiders here. They're up to 16 fouls now with a minute 22. They played the first 3 minutes plus without a single foul, and then they've just about put Galesburg in the bonus here late in the first quarter already.
First free throw from Jones is off, no good.
And the foul on Carson Buckley, his first.
You mentioned the long shorts are probably here to stay, and I'd have to think most people would say that's a good thing. Although they get a little too long. Some of these guys, it goes down over their knees. That would bother me. I'd like it just above the knee. There's a turnover and an easy one for Jones. He missed it.
Rebound put back. That won't go either. Ball batted around, chased down on the sideline, saved by East Peoria. And they'll hang on to it now. Seven turnovers now on the Raiders. With a minute to go in the first quarter, Galesburg pitching a shutout. Leaning in for Carson Buckley and then gets called for traveling. Worked his way to the high post, got cut off by the defense of Joe Williams, and then he dragged his pivot foot.
Well, I knew East Peoria had it tough. I didn't think they'd be quite this bad.
Across midcourt, Gibson leads the break and then just fires up a three. Galesburg ran absolutely no offense that time. And Kieran Buckley gets the rebound, fought four underneath the basket. Gibson 1-for-5 from three-point range, 1-for-6, and another over-and-back call as Aaron Scully, not really under a whole lot of defensive pressure, just kind of lost concentration or lost a handle on the dribble, and right in the corner across midcourt was a terrible place to lose it. Nine turnovers on the Raiders. Right side, skip pass, out high, Gibson. Quick touch pass, Marcus Ross lays it up and in.
Good look from Grant, nice finish by Ross. The big guy went up strong and got the deuce.
So used to saying Marcus Ross, Lamont Ross. It's just Marcus this year, so I guess I could just say Ross and we'll know who we're talking about. Except Devin's on the team as a freshman. So I guess I'll still have to say Marcus Ross. Down low, Streaks get called for a foul as East Peoria worked its way into the basket about as close as they've been all night long. First foul on Denzel Jones and the fifth team foul on Galesburg.
Your battle with the Ross name is kind of like if you're a Quincy announcer for decades and a Douglas had the ball.
Yep. And East Peoria with 12 and a half seconds to go in the first quarter finally scores on a Kieran Buckley free throw. It's 16-1. Second free throw, good as well. So they can't make a basket shooting. They do get a couple of free throws. Under 10 seconds to go, Streaks across midcourt. Quick three on the way by Meeker, a little bit long. Rebound out to Aaron Scully, and a collision going for the steal. Gibson
second
plows
foul
over Kieran Buckley as both went for the ball. And Gibson will pick up foul number two. So now the Streaks have almost put East Peoria into the bonus as we come to the end of the first quarter. Carson Cheeseman back in as Gibson sits down with that second foul.
Yeah, we're up 16-2, but it hasn't been a sparkling show on the offensive end. We hit a couple of threes early, but have forced some shots.
On the inbound, Bennett Krim ran into Williams right along the Galesburg sideline, and falling out of bounds, he just heaved it toward the basket, and that's how the first quarter ends. 16-2 Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
A family on Madison Street would like to move, and they think you should buy their house. Three bedrooms, 1.5 baths, hardwood floors, many upgrades. You'll fall in love with every inch of this 1,400-square-foot home. To get the details on this home that's for sale by owners, simply go to galesburg.info. Keyword FISBO.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Season opener for the Galesburg High School boys basketball team in their own Thanksgiving tournament, leading East Peoria 16-2 after one quarter. Galesburg gets the ball to start quarter number two, trying to build on a double-digit lead. Well, couldn't have asked for a much better start from Galesburg's perspective. Driving baseline, Williams draws contact, no foul. Missed the shot and the rebound to Summer for East Peoria, who's back into the game after the quarter break. Better ball movement by the Silver Streaks. Better penetration there rather than just lofting up the three, which Streaks are kind of settling for there late in the first quarter. Now into the game, Tyson Parks apparently draws a foul as Summer worked his way along the baseline. I thought he was going to get called for stepping out of bounds, but they're going to say Parks got him on the arm instead. So 28 seconds into his varsity career, Tyson Parks picks up his first foul, and that puts East Peoria in the bonus.
Yeah, Summer went up and under the baskets and then tried the little scoop shot as he came around the other side. Tyson got all the basketball, but also a little bit of the arm there as the third point for East Peoria comes from the free throw line again. Summer hits the first one. His second is on the way.
And good. So all of East Peoria's points from the free throw line. They are 4 for 4 from the line. Still trail Galesburg by a dozen. Meeker, Williams, Parks, Carl, and Cheeseman for the Silver Streaks. A freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and two seniors. Pretty good blend. 7:15 to go before halftime. Streaks on their second offensive possession of the second quarter. Fade away by Parks, banks it in.
Nice job by Tyson. Used his body to push off a little bit, freed up some room, and then when he went back and shot the ball, he was fading away, put a little extra strength on it, and I think he fully intended to use the backboard the way he did. That's a tough shot, but he got it in.
Slusher on the dribble out high, working against Carson Cheeseman. Reaches in, tried to batting away. Slusher hangs on to it. Streaks bench is barking for a 5 second call there. Bennett Krim with the dribble now just outside the Galesburg basketball. And now they get the 5 second call. Oh, no, a timeout. They're going to call a timeout instead. Second timeout called by East Peoria. 6:41 to go before halftime.
They got the timeout just before they were going to get a 5 second call there. It was about to happen. Streaks defense had really pushed the Raiders out from what they were wanting to do on offense. So
we take a look at some of those first quarter stats that we haven't had a chance to do yet.
Yeah, East Peoria was 0 of 6 from the field. As you mentioned, they're only 2 points in that first quarter coming at their line. They're only 2 points in the second quarter, also free throws. Galesburg, after hitting 3 of their first 4 shots, went fairly cold. 5 of 15 for the quarter, but still good enough for that 16-2 lead. Had East Peoria with an edge on rebounds, 9-6. Yep. Turnovers, though, 9 of them for the Raiders. I didn't show the streaks of the first quarter turnover.
Not one. Nope. And Coach Mike Reynolds saying that, you know, it's going to be a guard-oriented team. Well, no turnovers in the first quarter. That's what you're going to have from a guard-oriented team. Just underway in the second quarter. Galesburg with a 14-point lead, 18-4. East Peoria still without a basket in the game. Nearly turns it over again, dribbling between two defenders. Now a high fadeaway rainbow arcing shot comes up off the back of the rim, and Tyson Parks gets the rebound. So a chance for the Streaks to build on the lead here. Their biggest lead is 14, which is where it is right now. Williams left alone for 3. A little bit off, and
go.
It creeps over the rim and drops through. 21-4, Galesburg.
You know, Tyson Parks just at 6'1", but he's got excellent leaping ability. He could play with guys in there. I'm sure they're 6'4 because of his athleticism.
Left side baseline, up off the rim, banks off the glass, and Carson Buckley gets East Peoria's first basket with 5:53 to go in the second quarter. Now a quick 3. Carl from the corner airmails it. Weak side rebound to Michael Thompson.
I think we have been watching the girls a little too much here. We are launching the threes tonight.
Now a 3 on the other end by Slusher. Is off the mark, but a foul by Ryan Carl. And they looks like the official is saying after the shot. So he's not going to get 3 free throws. He's going to get a 1-1 instead.
Does the McDonald's thing come into play on the boys' games for 10 three-pointers?
Not that I've heard from anyone.
Oh, okay. Let's say, if it does, I'm going to tell us to start firing it up here. But
because the boys don't have special T-shirts to wear.
Well, I guess that's right. You have to have the shirt on, don't you?
Yep.
But they hit 13 last night.
Heck of a win for the Silver Streaks last night. As they got off to a rip-roaring start. And then watched Moline come all the way back, almost all the way back. As Slusher misses the front end of the 1-1 bonus, and Parks gets the rebound. And then ended up running away with it.
Yep. Stepped on the baseline. He actually got away with it there for a second or two, but it's one of those, I think the official had to replay it in his mind and then blew the whistle a bit late as Marcus Ross turns it over.
First turnover for the Silver Streaks with 5:18 to go in the first half. Yep. And a bad pass by East Peoria at the other end as Krim throws a lead pass to Mitch Ganeem just a little too much. And that's the 10th turnover on East Peoria. I want to remind you, we got Fighting Illini basketball for you coming up. Championship of the Maui Classic as they take on Butler. We'll have that one for you following Streaks basketball here tonight. Looks like North Carolina got a little ticked off after the way Butler ran him out of the gym last night. Just destroyed Chaminade tonight by 42. Here's a three by Carson Cheeseman off the rim.
Look at
rebound
Tyson.
Parks, then has it taken away, rips it back, blocked, gets his put back. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds. 4:38 to go, first half, as the Streaks now take a 23-6 lead.
And Tyson going to work hard in there, and that's going to be a hallmark of this team. It's going to have to be if they're going to win ball games with a lot of inexperience, is to just continue to chase after it and get after it. And Tyson Parks, fresh off of his football season, and they're battling hard. And you know, I've seen a number of times where football players coming onto the basketball team for the first 3 or 4 weeks, they have a tough time adjusting to the lesser contact, and you see him getting foul trouble. But so far, Parks picked up one quickly, but only has the one foul, and he's aggressive in there.
He has four rebounds already to go along with his 4 points, all in the second quarter, as he did not play any of the first quarter. 23-6 is the Galesburg lead following the Streaks' first timeout of the game. And they set up the full court pressure with Trevon Diggins back into the game as he sat down very early on, picking up two quick fouls defensively. Just a minute and a half into the game at that point. Grant Gibson also back in, joining Carson, Ross, and Parks on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Full court pressure, inbound, touch pass, lead pass. Now if the Slusher gets it across midcourt as he beats Diggins across the timeline. 4.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Krim on the dribble now, working against Cheeseman. Pass, bounce pass, left side over to Slusher. He'll swing it back behind him. Now right side, it goes to Krim on the wing. Quick three on the left side as they swing it around to Ganeem. That one goes off, and Grant Gibson gets his second rebound, leads the break, down to the left side, pulls up 15 feet away, out to Cheeseman. Right side, Diggins drives, shovels it off to Parks, has it batted out, and the Streaks turn it over on a steal by Bennett Krim, leading the break to the other end. Out of control, fires it up toward the basket. That one is off the mark, and Gibson with his second quick rebound. Under 4 minutes to play, first half, Streaks will by 17 in the season opener. Ross, bounce pass, down to Parks. Got position, shielded off Summer, and Parks lays it in for a 6 point.
Well, at times in this one, I felt like I was watching the Gatorade scrimmage. It kind of had that feel to it. East Peoria just not taking very good care of the basketball. And the Streaks, although they're making some mistakes, able to easily overcome that because of East Peoria's lack of offense. They just really can't get anything going at all.
On the right side, Adam Summer with it. Tries to work around Ross. Good job defensively by Marcus, and he forces up an air ball by Summer, which Diggins rebounds on the weak side. And the Streak student section in attendance lets him have it. Ross drives baseline over to Gibson from the corner. No. Rebound tipped back out to Ross. Drives, puts it up, rolls off, but he draws a foul. Marcus worked hard on that possession. Like to see him get a couple of free throws here out of it.
And one of the goals tonight, and probably the Diet game certainly, on Friday, you open with the two teams you feel like you could probably handle the easiest if you're hosting the tournament, and that's exactly what we've done here with the young team, but it's to get guys in for quality minutes, see what they can do in varsity action, and so you're probably not going to have that cohesiveness out there that you'll have a little bit later in the season when you keep the five guys on the court a little longer together, but just a lot of rotations in and out here.
Marcus Ross didn't get a lot of minutes on the varsity level last year, so he did not shoot a free throw at all. These are his first two free throws on the varsity in his second season, and he makes them both. Very pure, nice-looking shot, and the Streaks lead by 21. 27-6 with under 3 minutes to go. Diggins nearly forcing a turnover in the backcourt. Here come the white jerseys swarming. Mulhern picks it up, driving on Diggins at the other end, banks it off the glass on the run, and draws a foul.
You got to give Mulhern credit there. Oh. Diggins was just riding him all the way to the basket. He was fighting Trevon off, and somebody else came over as well, and he still got the thing up off the side of the glass and down.
Tyson Parks draws his second foul. East Peoria will be in the double bonus the rest of the way on the next foul. Two fouls on Parks, 9 team fouls on the Streaks. 19-point lead. Mulhern to the line with his first 2 points of the night, and the free throw is good. And he is their leading scorer now with 3 points. Three of their nine. There's a box elder bug flying around in here. Where do those things come from? Isn't this late November?
They found their cave to hide in for the winter. It's John Thiel Gym.
All right, defensively, Ryan Slusher picks up his second foul. Now puts the streaks in the bonus. So Marcus Ross right back to the line for a 1-1 here. Diggins out as Logan Davis is in to replace him. Logan's first action on the varsity level, 6'1 junior. And back into the game, Joe Williams gives Carson Cheeseman a rest. Ross to the free throw line, up, and rattles in and out. Rebound by Kieran Buckley. He has got 4 rebounds in this game already. Matching Parks with 4 rebounds for the Streaks. 2.5 minutes to go, second quarter, 18-point Galesburg lead. Around a screen, frees up Ganeem with the pass. Now gets it in just inside, driving inside the free throw line. Tough shot by Michael Thompson. Gets it up and in with the left hand. And East Peoria is in double figures now with 11. 16-point Galesburg lead, 2:10 to go, second quarter. Cheeseman out high between the circles. Between the circles, Williams swings it back right over to Ethan Meeker. Skip pass left side. Davis back out. Now they'll work it back around to Cheeseman. Briefly open for three. Passed it up. Yes, finds yes, Ross. Yes. Driving the lane. Basket and a foul.
Heck of a look that time. Cheeseman finds Ross inside. And Streaks worked that ball around the perimeter very nicely. East Peoria extended a little bit to try and cover the three-point shooters. That opened up the middle for the nice pass to Ross and potentially the three-point play.
Ross and Tyson Parks now leading the team in scoring with 6. The free throw well short on that one, but the rebound by Williams and off balance gets it up and in.
How did he make that?
Falling away from the basket as his momentum was taking him away after the rebound missed free throw. And the Streaks now lead by 20 again at 31-11. A 4-point play. 1:40 to go before halftime. On the outside, Buckley between the circles. Trying to work his way right. Davis sticks with him. They skip it back out between the circles. Mulhern swinging around left into the corner. Thompson for 3. Way too strong. Ethan Meeker on the weak side with a rebound. Here come the Streaks leading the break. And a foul called as Williams takes it hard to the basket. And he'll get a couple of free throws.
Cheeseman with a nice lead to Williams. A perfect pass under the basket. And as you said, he'll get free throws. And, you know, Brad, East Peoria has got, they got quite a rebuilding job here under Matt Wright. Not just because they're struggling, but where they're struggling. I mean, you play in the Peoria area.
Yeah. With Washington.
Oh.
Limestone looking very strong this year in the Mid-Illini Conference. Yep. Wins, you know, are going to be tough.
Morton's always good, and, you know, Peoria basketball is good all the way around. So, I mean, another tough season for the Raiders.
Streaks had missed 3 straight free throws before Williams rattled that one through. Galesburg back on top by 21. 1:15 to go here in the first half. Galesburg scored the first 16 points of the game. They have not been challenged so far in this season opener. And that's despite the Raiders having played a game already. They lost last night at Limestone. Raiders trying to swing it around the corner. They do get it inside the arc to Thompson. Now back out right side, and the three-pointer rolls in and out for Buckley. Here's Williams with a rebound leading the break for the Silver Streaks. Quickly up court, Carson Cheeseman. Right corner, skip pass left side over to Davis. He'll bring it back out. Quick pass intended for Ross on the inside, but it's batted away. And East Peoria comes up with the steal. Third Galesburg turnover, and then East Peoria throws it away at the other end. Want to mention, if you were with us during the pregame, you know that we got started late because Team Englewood out of the Chicago area got here late. Didn't take the best route to get down here, so that delayed everything.
Coming through Kewaunee's never quick.
Fell behind to Moline by 15 points late in the third quarter, rallied all the way back, had a 6-point lead in the fourth quarter before Moline came back and then hit a buzzer beater, a 3-pointer, and Moline opens the season 1-0 with a
wow
heck of a 57-56 victory. On the left side, Streaks are going to try to hold for the last shot with 20 seconds to go here in the first half. It's Bryce Reed, a 6'1 junior, into the game for the first time for the Streaks, so we've seen quite a bit of depth out of this Galesburg bench here in this opening half. Down to 8 to go. Cheeseman between the circles. Marcus Ross with under 5. Left side into the corner. Meeker fakes with 1. Driving the lane. Has it stripped. No foul called and no shot attempt. 32-11 at the end of the first half. When we come back at halftime, take a look at the first half stats. Also get a word from the Streaks coaching staff when they come back out of the locker room. Galesburg 32, East Peoria 11 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Holiday shopping is now underway at Yum in Galesburg. And now, through November 30th, Yum has marked down new 2012s and 13s with savings that are impossible to ignore. New 2012s are moving fast, and with Yum's additional savings, you'll never find a better time to buy. If you've even been thinking about a new truck, you have to see the folks at Yum, where you can save over $10,000 on a new 2012 Chevy Silverado All-Star Edition 4x4 Crew LT, or save over $12,000 on the new 4x4 Extended Cab LT. Save over $1,200 on the popular 2012 Chevy Cruze, over $4,600 on a new 2012 Chevy Malibu, and over $5,000 on a new 2012 Chevy Impala. Yum even has markdowns on new 2013s, like $1,000 off a new 2013 Chevy Malibu or $1,000 off a new 13 Chevy Equinox. See Yum for details. Yum's prepared to beat any deal anytime, any day, so don't miss this savings opportunity. Yum's new blowout before the holiday sale, now through November 30th.
Built upon a dream of freedom and equality and founded by 25 settlers led from upstate New York by George Washington Gale, the place many of us call home was but a growing ideal to a small colony of visionaries in 1837. The land must have sang with possibilities, and those 25 road-weary travelers were grateful for the opportunity. Galesburg was home to the first anti-slavery society in the state of Illinois, as well as a stop on the Underground Railroad, and became an incubator for citizens who were destined to make their mark on the world. Civil War nurse Mother Bickerdike, George Ferris, creator of the Great Spinning Wheel, author Carl Sandburg, artist Dorothea Tanney, and so many others who offered something of themselves while they had the chance. You might say there's something about this place, something that hovers in the air and haunts us with that romantic notion of idealism, a quiet beckoning that whispers and urges us to leave this place better than we found it. When you're ready to answer the call, contact the Galesburg Community Foundation, strengthening local philanthropy to support a healthy community.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball continues with the halftime show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
First half for Galesburg Boys Basketball team. Brad Vinowitz, Jim Lee with you. Tom Meredith, our broadcast engineer, as the Streaks open against East Peoria here in this Thanksgiving tournament. And like a present you open on Christmas that makes you very happy, the Streaks are opening here as well, very happily. 32-11 is the halftime score over East Peoria. Streaks scored the first 16 points of the game and have continued to build on that, outscoring East Peoria 16-11 since then. Raiders didn't get their first basket of the game until about 5:50 to go in the second quarter, so they played the entire first quarter, getting only two free throws. And their next 2 points also were from the free throw line before they finally hit a shot attempt. 32-11 is the half, and Jim Lee, the stats certainly reflect that.
Yeah, Galesburg 11 of 27 from the field in the first half, 41%, so a pretty decent night, especially when you consider we put up a lot of three-pointers in this one, so your percentage isn't going to be quite as high. East Peoria, 3 of 16, 18%. I guess it could be generous, rounded up to 19%.
That's nice of you. You know, we are in a giving mood here at Thanksgiving.
Especially when you're down that much. So that's your shooting percentages. Rebounds, Galesburg up 17-12 on the glass. A strong showing for Galesburg rebounding in that second quarter. And I don't show the Raiders of East Peoria with a single second chance tonight. No offensive rebounds for East Peoria. And turnovers, a huge problem for the Raiders in the first quarter. They had 9 of them. Cut it down to 2 in the second quarter. Streaks didn't have any in the first quarter, 3 in the second. So ball handling, not a problem tonight for Galesburg, as the scoreboard would seem to indicate. 32-11, the Streaks up at the break.
East Peoria has not made a three-point attempt, as you might expect. 0 for 3 from behind the arc. Silver Streaks are 4 for 13 from three-point range. East Peoria 5 of 6 from the free throw line. That accounts for just about half of their points here tonight. Silver Streaks are 6 of 10 from the line. We'll take a break here on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show. When we come back, we'll run through the individual scoring for these two teams, and we'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. It's 32-11, Galesburg over East Peoria at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Clear and 45 tonight. Partly sunny for your Thanksgiving. The high 62. There is a chance of some showers as well. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. 50-50 chance of showers. Low 38. Friday, sunny, blustery, and colder. The high 42. Clear and 22 Friday night. Saturday, sunny and cold. The high near 36. Right now, 48 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium in the season opener for the Galesburg boys basketball team. Silver Streaks lead East Peoria 32-11. Let's run through the first half scoring. Nobody for the Raiders has more than 3 points. That's Sean Mulhern, who has three. Carson Buckley, Michael Thompson, Adam Summer, and Kieran Buckley each have two. Mitch Ganeem and Brett Krim and Ryan Slusher have not scored for the Raiders. For the Silver Streaks, Joe Williams, Marcus Ross, and Tyson Parks each have six to lead Galesburg in a balanced scoring effort. Grant Gibson and Ryan Carl right behind them with five. Gibson and Carl each scored their 5 points in the first quarter. And Parks and Williams scored their six in the second quarter. So certainly a good balanced effort tonight for the Silver Streaks. Ethan Meeker has three off the bench for Galesburg. Denzel Jones has a point. Bryce Reed, Carson Cheeseman, Logan Davis, and Trevon Diggins have all played but have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who lead 32-11 at halftime. I want to remind you again that coming up after the game here, we'll have Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois plays Butler in the championship of the Maui Classic. The North Carolina Chaminade game ahead of the Illinois game has now ended, with the Tar Heels winning that one 112-70. So typically those games have about a half-hour spread between them. So we hope not to miss too much of the Illinois game as they play for the championship of the tournament out in Maui. And we'll get you to Brian Barnhart and the crew way out west following this game here tonight. And again, a good start for the Silver Streaks. If you weren't with us early on, they scored the first 16 points of the game before East Peoria got their first points from the free throw line. Built as much as a 21-point lead into the second quarter. And that's where we stand right now at halftime, 32-11. Take a day off for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Then we're back at it with two games for Galesburg on Friday. Started off with the Silver Streaks battling Chicago Diet at a 1 o'clock scheduled tip-off. And then they'll take on Chicago Westinghouse in the next-to-last game of the day here at John Field Gym at 7 o'clock that night. Moline plays the first game of the day against East Peoria and the last game against Limestone, and that looks to be a heck of a matchup after Moline rallied, blowing a 15-point lead late in the third quarter, fell behind by six in the fourth quarter here tonight, then came all the way back, got a buzzer-beating three-pointer to beat Team Englewood in the first game here tonight, 57-56. Going to get a word with the coaching staff here momentarily. We're down to a minute to go at halftime as Steve Cheeseman works his way out of the locker room. Silver Streaks lead at 32-11. And the Silver Streaks, with this young team and an inexperienced team, still managed to work in 11 players in that first half. Steve Cheeseman working his way over to Jim Lee. Let's find out what they
said. All right, midseason form coach, last one out of the locker room. What do you think there at halftime?
Yeah, you know, and that's true. Always something to do. You know, you play for 2 weeks in practice against one another. You don't know what you're going to have. We liked what we saw. I thought we came out here with great focus. Played with a lot of purpose and played aggressively. And when our kids do that, we have a really great chance to be successful.
I guess you're trying to get as many guys in to see some action as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you want to see what you have, but you also want to get kids their feet wet and get them used to things out here and get familiar with things, and we were able to do that.
Launched a lot of threes. I thought the girls were playing there for a while.
Yeah, I mean, we got great looks. We moved the ball, wide open threes, and the misses weren't bad. They'll fall. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to assistant coach Steve Cheeseman giving us a few words as the team comes out of the locker room. No changes for Galesburg to start the second half. It's the five starters back in. Trevon Diggins, Carson Cheeseman, Grant Gibson, Marcus Ross, and Ryan Carl for East Peoria. Michael Thompson, Ryan Slusher will start the second half along with Sean Mulhern, Adam Summer, and Michael Thompson, and Bennett Krim, rather. So they start the same five that started the game there as well. As Galesburg draws a defensive foul as East Peoria tries to work its way down to the baseline. And a push foul called on Trevon Diggins, and that's his third. So he picked up his first two fouls of the game in the first minute and a half, and 13 seconds into the second half, he picks up foul number three. And now here's a stutter step, just very carelessly. Bennett Krim out at the volleyball line. Nobody within 10 feet of him, and not paying attention to what he's doing, picked up his pivot foot and traveled. Diggins in the backcourt along with Carson Cheeseman. Skip pass up court to Grant Gibson. Now back to Trevon, and he'll lead the point. Works his way over to Carson. Right corner it goes to Marcus Ross.
Did I miss a stat?
You missed a Trevon Diggins foul and an East Peoria turnover.
Okay, thank you.
Diggins driving down the lane, scoops it up, and it rolls in and out. He gets his own rebound. Contact on the putback. That won't go. And Marcus Ross gets two attempts at it and knocking it down finally. But the Streaks got three rebounds out of that.
Well, nothing changed then. A East Peoria turnover and Streaks field goal. That was the story of the first half.
Marcus Ross leads the Streaks with 8 points now. Fadeaway air ball. Ryan Carl under the basket gets the rebound. Tough night for Bennett Krim. He is now 0 for 5 from the field. Now, tough night for East Peoria all the way around. Now left corner. Three for the Streaks. Ross's shot rolls off. Nice look from Ryan Carl down along the low post, but Ross couldn't get the roll, and Bennett Krim gets the rebound. Well, if you got Ross and Carl out there shooting three-pointers too, I like the possibilities for the Silver Streaks if they can show they can knock them down. They can really spread some defenses out with the big guys outside shooting along with the guards. But again, got to show they can make it. Carl did hit one earlier in the game. As we approach the six-minute mark of the third quarter, just underway second half, 34-11 is the Galesburg lead. And they figure to have a similar time of it against Chicago Diet in their first game of the day on Friday, unless Diet has had some
transfers
that we're not aware of.
But then it gets tougher. Westinghouse, Englewood, and Limestone, the last three of the tournament.
Although if the Streaks can play with the kind of ball control that they've had tonight, only three turnovers in the first half, I like their chances against Englewood, because Englewood, while they showed an ability to create turnovers against Moline, didn't show much of an ability to finish, and that ended up costing them in the end.
Yeah, but yeah, their pressure will be a whole new world than what we're seeing tonight. In fact, we're not seeing any pressure really from East Peoria. East Peoria's got some strong kids, but they're not very quick.
Now they finally just launch a three after they can't get anything else going offensively. The shot is missed, but East Peoria gets a rebound. Now a drive down the lane. Good quick move by Sean Mulhern to the basket. Gets his fifth point of the night. He leads East Peoria.
As Michael Thompson for East Peoria is put together about as well as you'll see a high school kid. He is stout. I mean, he's not going to run over him, but what he has in bulk probably he loses in quickness.
Carson Cheeseman from the left wing. That shot rolls off. Rebound under the basket to Adam Summers. Raiders try to put something together, some kind of a run together here to begin the third quarter. And a foul called on Galesburg defensively as East Peoria weaves its way into the lane. And that's the fourth foul now on Trevon. So, Jim, you talked about football players trying to make the transition to the basketball season. Summer didn't seem to be having too much trouble with it for East Peoria early, but Trevon sure having a hard time with it.
Yeah, Summer, the other kid that's really put together for East Peoria, a big, strong kid. And East Peoria had a good football season
this
year.
They did. 7 wins in the regular season. Streaks knock the inbounds pass out of bounds. Raiders hang on to it.
Their basketball team a long way removed from the Vershaw days.
On the inbounds, bounce pass to Bennett Krim, working his way on the right wing, trying to find an open shot against Ethan Meeker back into the game. He'll hand off to Kieran Buckley instead, and it goes back out to Bennett Krim. Talked earlier that
It's the first meeting between these two teams since the 97-98 season. Galesburg easily beat East Peoria over the State Farm Holiday Classic. There's a drive into the lane. Krim's shot just inside the free throw line comes up empty, and East Peoria trying to save it cannot do so under the basket out of bounds, and Galesburg gets it back. Looking back at the history here, Streaks actually played another game against East Peoria in the 94-95 ISU tournament, losing that one 48-38.
Was that that 8 o'clock in the morning game?
No, that was against LaSalle Peru,
okay.
Actually. The East Peoria game was an opener, actually, so it was one of those. I've been trying, I didn't have a chance to look it up before I came. I was trying to remember the East Peoria head coach at the time. He was very successful, Kevin something. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but when he was coaching East Peoria, they were pretty successful, but they did it by holding the opponents to low scores and playing physical kind of basketball, and they didn't score a lot of points, but they didn't give up a lot of points, and the Streaks were really frustrated in that game that year, losing by 10, 48-38.
Yeah, for years, East Peoria had hype, and like you said, played that slowdown style.
But there was a run back when they were in the Illini Conference together that East Peoria and Galesburg played about 25 straight years. Played one game regularly early on in the season, somewhere between the fourth or sixth game of the year, and they've actually met 30 times in history, Galesburg winning many of those games, leading the all-time series 23-7. Here's a right-side jumper. Nice-looking shot. Buckley couldn't get the shot down, and then East Peoria saves it under the basket. Back out to Carsman Cheeseman. Leads the break to Marcus Ross. Quick pass under the basket. Too strong for Ryan Carl, who lost it out of bounds. That's a fourth Galesburg turnover.
This hasn't been a pretty quarter for us so far. We're just pretty sloppy at this point. Turnover, though.
And a turnover by the Raiders, and a bad shot by Ethan Meeker, and the rebound by Thompson for East Peoria, and then a foul on the Streaks with under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Both teams have scored only 2 points, so we played 5 minutes and four total points, just to give a little more credence to what Jim's talking about with the ugly quarter here
so
far.
This is a good quarter to reminisce about teams of the past.
Which is why we're doing. Down low, pump fake. Buckley misses the wide open shot, and then the Streaks fall on top of him on the rebound putback.
You know, we talk a lot about Mark Vershaw, but East Peoria had didn't they have another guy or maybe I'm thinking of Morton that went over to Iowa, a tall kid.
Well, they had Derek Grimm.
Yeah, that's not who I'm thinking of.
And then they had J.R. Koch.
That's who I'm thinking of, is Koch.
And they were both from Morton, yeah.
Okay.
Free throw up and in for Kieran Buckley. See, you know, all we're doing here is sitting here reminding ourselves of how long we've been around doing this.
I know. Well, and I got time. I saw Michael Thompson out here for East Peoria. The last Michael Thompson I remember played the University of Minnesota probably 30 years ago. He was terrific.
Buckley makes both free throws. It's 34-15, Galesburg by 19. So the Raiders certainly haven't cut into that 21-point halftime deficit very much. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Diggins out to Cheeseman on the dribble between the circles. Carson picks it up. Gets it over to Grant Gibson, who's been quiet since scoring 5 in the first quarter. Here's a 3
there
to the right
go.
Corner for Joe Williams. And he has 9 in the game now.
A few more of those, Joe, and we can quit talking about the old times and talk about this one.
Nearly stolen away, and it is stolen away. On the full court press, Gibson pulls up from 15. No, and the rebound by Sean Mulhern for East Peoria. Leading a break at the other end. Good lead pass to Carson Buckley, who lays it up and in. 37-17. Streaks back quickly. Quick pass up court. Denzel Jones lays it in.
Denzel Jones off the pass from Joe Williams. He saw his man cutting to the basket.
Full court press. East Peoria breaks it with under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Now we got a run and gun game going. A running jumper won't go down. Tyson Parks with the rebound. Then Carson Cheeson has it stolen away. Leading the break. Blocking foul called on Carson as he tries to get himself set against Carson Buckley. But Buckley driving to the basket. We'll get a couple of free throws here.
Nice intimidation by Tyson Parks on the previous East Peoria possession. As player went in, thought he was going to the basket. Tyson met him, went way up in the air, got a piece of that one, and also grabbed the rebound.
See, I knew Tom Meredith would be listening and would look this up for me. Kevin Metzger was the East Peoria head
Kevin
coach.
Kevin Metzger, yeah.
Thank you,
that
Tom.
That sounds good. I remember that name now that... You throw it out there.
I knew you'd come through for me, Tom. You are the man.
All I could think of was Kevin Bontemps. I got Morton on the mind tonight, I guess.
Two free throws by Carson Buckley. East Peoria may crack 20 points here in this third quarter. 39-19, Galesburg by 20. Minute 35 to go. Cheeseman in a double team. Picks up his dribble. Now gets it down to Parks. Lost it. Saves it. Pump fake over to Jones, who can't get the shot to roll down. And now Kieran Buckley comes up with a rebound and throws it away. And now the Streaks give it right back. Well, now this is more along the lines of what I would expect in a first game of the season, especially against a couple of teams that are not bringing back a lot of experience from not very successful teams last year. Streaks with 12 wins and 20 losses. East Peoria won only one. And this is looking more along the lines of...
You got to call that on Carson? That's a tough foul.
The bodies were all over the place down on the floor. And yeah, yep, that's going to be a foul on Cheeseman, his second.
Carson Buckley gave him a cross body block as he went to the floor, but apparently Carson, they thought, was the instigator.
Sorry, that was his third foul, not second. Six team fouls on Galesburg with a minute to go in the third quarter. East Peoria has none. On the inbound, wide open, Carson Buckley with a fadeaway air ball, and then Cheeseman with a rebound gets fouled. So I guess I should have said it sooner. East Peoria now gets their first team foul. Should have pointed that out earlier, I guess.
Well, Mike Reynolds with hands on hips, I don't think he's real happy with a lot of what's transpired in the third quarter. But again, as we said, it is the first game, and you're going to have a few rough spots.
Better to have a rough spot when you're up by 20. A little hesitation drive on the right side by Denzel Jones and gets fouled going to the basket. So, see, there you go. Two team fouls now on East Peoria.
Piling up.
And that's kind of what happened in the first quarter. They played the first, what, 3.5 minutes without a foul, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 they had three team fouls in no time. First free throw by Jones rattles through. 3 points in the quarter, four for the game for the junior. Galesburg leads 40-19.
Well, in case you missed just talking about it earlier, Moline won the opener in dramatic fashion. Drew Owens drains a three-pointer with 0.9 seconds left on an inbound. Moline wins by one.
And just to clarify, they had 0.9 seconds left on the inbound.
Right, so he threw it up just at the buzzer.
Streaks foul on the full-court press, trying to go for the turnover, and that's probably going to be on Jones. There were two silver streaks there, but I think Denzel is the one who reached in. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter.
So the shot by Owens makes Moline new head coach Jeff Schimmel a winner in his first game. After they'd coughed up a 15-point lead in the third quarter.
Late in the third quarter, too.
And had fallen behind by five or six late.
Six, yep.
And then Englewood missed a couple of free throws. Came back to cost him.
Aaron Scully to the free throw line, well short. Rebound off the front of the rim. Parks knocks it away from Grant Gibson. Now another scramble for it. East Peoria kicks it out of bounds.
If this game ever had any flow, it's lost all semblance of it at this point.
You know, I was having flashbacks to the end of the third quarter of the football opener and trying to figure out what is it about the end of the third quarter when Galesburg opens the season. I don't think we want to go there. Back-to-back turnovers, East Peoria, and then Galesburg gets it right back, and Grant Gibson under the basket scoops it up and in. 43-19, and a whistle on the inbound as Galesburg knocks it out along the tunnel on the far side.
Now, the difference in basketball, if there's a violation, you start playing again in 5 seconds. In football, my goodness, penalties and cramps in that one took forever.
Streaks get burned. Quick up-court pass to Mitch Ganim is wide open in the basket. He lays it up and in. Down to 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. That football game, we had 9 straight penalty flags. And the clock never moved the whole time. It was offsides. And nothing like that here at the end of the third quarter, which comes to an end on a Grant Gibson air ball from the left side. It's 43-21 Silver Streaks at the end of three. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends. Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Chris Poston with WGIL. This year, La Grace Hall of Hope holds its mother-daughter Christmas gala at Faith Baptist Church on December 8th. Check our calendar at WGIL.com for details on the fashion show by Maurice's and a giveaway of a beautiful handmade quilt.
We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Three quarters gone at John Field Gymnasium in the opener for the Galesburg boys basketball team. 43-21 as the Silver Streaks have the ball to begin the final quarter. Galesburg scored the first 16 points of the game. They have not been threatened against a Raiders team that won only one game all of last season. Bounce pass, Ethan Meeker into the game. He's played much of the second half with Trevon Diggins on the bench with four fouls. Grant Gibson's going to launch a three. It's off the back of the rim.
Wow.
Jones goes high for the rebound and the putback.
He got way up there for that one. Silver Streaks cooled off in that third quarter. I had him 4 of 13.
Phew.
About 1 of 2 on that possession to jump back out to a 24-point lead.
And they still built on the lead, by the way. They outscored the Raiders 11-10 in the third quarter. Here's a badly missed three-pointer from the left wing, and Grant Gibson gets his fourth rebound.
And Michael Thompson looking like a weightlifter on that one.
Shovel pass. Carl skips it back out. Gibson for another three. Got that one. And very quickly, it's 48-21. Streaks quickly score 5 points to open the fourth quarter, now lead by 27. Under 7 minutes to play in the game. A successful opener for the Silver Streaks, but still obviously a lot to improve upon, as you might expect with any team in a first game of the season. Quickly down low, Thompson drives baseline, gets hammered hard for the backside. Marcus Ross picks up foul number two.
We were talking off the air. I don't think I mentioned it on the air that Coach Matt Wright of East Peoria went school at Midwest Central and played on the great teams that had Ryan Knupel. For those who remember, he was kind of
the late 90s.
Yeah, he was kind of the Jay Scheidler, now we're showing our age, of the late 90s.
Again.
Although he wasn't a blonde bomber, he had dark hair, but he shot from way out, but he shot in the day of the three-pointer, and he was incredible for a Midwest Central team that had a great record, and he went on to play at Elmhurst, And Matt Wright was a sophomore at the time, said that he tried to guard him in practice. He said he was just scrimmage bait.
Left side three from the corner. Marcus Ross knocks it down. He has 5 in the second half, 11 for the game in double figures for the Streaks, and now lead by 29, 51-22, and a travel called against East Peoria. The head coach at Midwest Central at the time, went on to coach at Limestone, and now his name escapes me.
Dave Mott.
Dave Mott, thank you. I had Dave. I'm getting first names tonight. Kevin, what's his name? Metzger at East Peoria, and now Dave, what's his name? Limestone, then went to Pekin. Ryan Carl from the top of the circle, just inside the arc. It's an 18-and-a-half footer.
Yeah, hard to keep track of the coaches. Eddie Matthews, who was at Peoria Notre Dame for years, now is at Limestone,
we'll
and his son,
him.
A key player there.
Hank. East Peoria fouled, bringing it up court as Sean Mulhern hits the deck. 9 team fouls on the Streaks, and the clock's still rolling because we are at 30-plus for the lead here, 53-22. So this game will come to a quick end with a continuous clock, which means we'll be able to get you to Fighting Illini basketball against Butler.
Works out pretty well.
The Maui Classic.
Yes. As always, at the end of each game, we'll award our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we'll talk with one of the coaches. Probably Mike Reynolds most of the time, but Steve Cheeseman always has the green light to come up and visit us as well.
Missed free throw. Joe Williams gets the rebound. Not much has gone right for East Peoria tonight as the Streaks turn it over on the other end. A high pass intended for freshman Eric Thompson, Chad's brother. We saw Chad here tonight. Walking around earlier. Graduated a couple years ago for Galesburg. Under 5 to play in the game. Streaks lead 53-22.
Ch- Chad trying to work in some minutes at Monmouth College now.
Jumper down low, circles in and out as Kieran Buckley can't get the basket down for East Peoria. Streaks come away with a rebound. Leading by 31, driving left side. Ross confidently to the basket, banks it up and in. Marcus with 13 in the game now to lead all scores.
And the Streaks have hit five in a row from the field to turn what had been a lackluster second half to make it look a little brighter offensively.
Driving into the lane, a foul called as Mulhern drives up with a one-hander and comes up short.
Well, I don't know that this uniform selection, as we mentioned, the new white with the gold letters will be in addition to, or whether we've rotated out. I hope we kept the gold uniforms.
Yeah.
I really like those.
Yeah, I do too.
So I'll have to ask the coaches if this is just one extra look or whether we moved a uniform out.
I think that should be your first question when Mike Reynolds comes up here.
Well,
in a 30-point win,
yeah.
Let's talk about the uniforms.
Well, I said in the offseason he was smiling a lot. And asked him where that smile was from the end of November until March. He goes, oh, I'm always smiling. So we'll hold him to that after a tough Western Big Six loss at some point.
He's lost about 25 pounds in the last 2 months, he was telling me. So that gives him another reason to smile right there.
Yeah, good for him. Takes more discipline than I've been able to do.
Boy. Oh, I take it off. My problem is I just put it right back on.
Happy Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yep. There's a drive in from the right side. Tommy Lepas, a foreign exchange student from Finland, who was actually born in the United States.
All right.
Down low, turnaround, bank shot, a little bit strong. Logan Davis out of nowhere comes in for the rebound. We're under 3 minutes to go in the game. Now down low, good look.
Get in there.
And it rolls off for Eric Thompson. Tough shot. Boy, he was right there, too. Good feed from the baseline, and he just couldn't finish it off. Coach Mike Reynolds telling me the IHSA just finally cleared Lepas to play within the last day as East Peoria turns it over. Because he was born in the United States, that created all kinds of problems. They didn't look at him as a foreign exchange student. They looked at him as an American transfer student, basically. So they had to get that one cleared up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But Mike said he was about 3 months old when they moved out of the country. So he's been gone that long, but the IHSA is still.
So the president isn't the only one that's had his birth certificate searched for lately.
Here's a three on the way for Devin Ross, and the freshman shot rolls off, and then Thompson gets pushed out of bounds, and yeah, they do call it.
Yeah, that was pretty blatant.
I don't know how they could have missed that one, but
they teed him up, didn't they? Yeah.
Oh, they sure did. I'll be darned.
Yep.
But Tommy Lepas is going to shoot the free throws, not Eric Thompson, because that was only the third foul of the second half on East Peoria.
You talked about how hard it is to lose weight this time of year. You got Thanksgiving tomorrow, and then the Pizza House caters to the hospitality room Friday and Saturday. Like we can lay off of that, right?
Coming off Halloween 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Candy all over the house. That doesn't help.
Christmas around the corner. No wonder so many people diet the first of the year, because it's impossible from now to
Lepas
Christmas.
Misses them both. Doggone it. As we approach the 1 minute mark.
Well, hopefully he'll get a lot more chances with 30 point leads this year.
That'd be nice. And he's going to inbound it. As the clock continues to roll with a 30-point lead, again, continuous clock. And a 55-23 Galesburg lead poked away from Ross into the backcourt. East Peoria creates a turnover. Now onto the left side. Hayden Burtis into the game, gets it back out high. That three won't go down. Lepas comes down with a rebound, gets grabbed from behind by Burtis. And that'll be his first foul.
He'll have to hustle down there to get his free throws.
There won't be any. We're not in the bonus.
Oh, well, 29 seconds left, and as I said, the clock rolling with the continuous clock. And this has really helped to even out the night after Englewood was a half hour late getting here for the first game, but this continuous clock has moved things along here at the second game.
Hopefully they will realize when they come back on Friday that there is a quicker way to get here so they don't hold up all of Friday's schedule.
Pretty sure that'll happen.
Driving on the way, Lepas comes up short. Eric Thompson there with a rebound and the putback. And that ought to about do it. Down to 1 second to go. East Peoria will not get off a final shot.
And the Streaks open the season with a 57-23 win over the Raiders of East Peoria. When we come back on the post-game show, final stats, a word with the coaching staff, and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. 57-23, Galesburg opens the season 1-0. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy-cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only for a limited time.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Clear and 45 tonight, partly sunny for your Thanksgiving, the high 62. There is a chance of some showers as well. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 50-50 chance of showers, low 38. Friday, sunny, blustery, and colder, the high 42. Clear and 22 Friday night. Saturday, sunny and cold, the high near 36. Right now, 48 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Not a pretty game, but a pretty result for the Galesburg boys basketball team. And, you know, how many times in all the years you've watched a game one of a high school basketball season can you walk out and say it was a pretty game? So no surprises there, and how can you complain after a 34-point victory for the Silver Streaks? 57-23 over an East Peoria team that struggled mightily last year. Looks like they will again. So all in all, Jim, I think you've got to say it's a successful night. Got everybody into the game, got a chance to see everybody play, which is what the coaching staff wants with a young team, to get something like this so they can get them out there, get them some experience, and see what they can do. So overall, I think this is a winner tonight.
Well, and it's a winner strategically, too, because one of the things that Mike Reynolds did when he took over this program was get us back home for a Thanksgiving tournament.
Yep.
And when you're at home, you can control things. And when you're coming into a season like the last couple with very inexperienced teams and a lot of question marks, you don't go out and play a juggernaut right out of the gate.
Like West Aurora.
Like, exactly. West Aurora that would have been here. Or even when we went over to Dunlap to run into even a Chatham Glenwood or
right.
Somebody like that that's always pretty solid, you can just kind of ease your way into the season with some teams that are challenged. And that was the case last year when we got off to the 4-1 start here. And we're hoping again this weekend, although it'll get tougher as we go along after this one tonight. But a great way to start it with a 57-23 win. And they're still in the locker room right now talking a bit, and they've christened the new locker room facility with the win. Now, it's still the same locker room. It's just structured a little bit different. They put up some drywall and redid the lockers, which are beautiful in there.
It's nice right now. In there.
Yeah. And coach's office is still situated the same. It's just a little different setup for the players and their locker facility. So
love the hardwood in there.
Oh, yeah. That was
really
nice craftsmanship. Somebody just volunteered that for them, and that was terrific. And Mike Reynolds is out of the locker room. And we didn't know whether he would send out Steve Cheeseman as well tonight after a big win, or just going to do it himself? Looks like he's going to take it all himself
here. I asked Mike before the game. I said, how much input did you have on that? How much control did you have over the design of this? And he just kind of looked at me and says, I control everything.
Who are you kidding?
The Illini are just tipping off. So with Coach Reynolds out, we hope to, not that we're going to cut off the interview with him by any means. We'll still ask all the questions we would normally ask anyway. But the good news is you shouldn't miss much of the Illini game. We're going to get you to that championship of the Maui Classic against Butler here pretty quickly with the coach making his way up here. A 34-point victory over East Peoria, 57-23. And, well, we'll find out if he's as pleased with the performance tonight as we are. Jim, take it away.
Mike, you had some more important people to talk to there than me, huh?
Yeah, they didn't have to listen to on the radio. Parents got here this afternoon, I guess, through the fog storm, and it was nice to get a win.
And it was, you know, we talked about the win not only on the court, but when you settled in here as the coach of the Silver Streaks, you wanted a Thanksgiving tournament. You're able to kind of call the shots a little bit as you lay things out for a season, an experienced team you have here coming in, and got a chance to get a win in a game like this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was a little nervous after East Peoria played last night and had those jitters, but, you know, our guys came out with a lot of energy at the beginning, and we had a pretty good crowd here for the night before Thanksgiving, so, and it got pretty loud in here, so it was good. We had a lot of energy and a lot of bounce, and we got a lot of young guys that are green and ready to get out there and fly around.
We told Steve Cheeseman it wasn't quite Evan Massey's rotation, but we shot a lot of threes and got a lot of players in tonight. It was kind of hard to keep track of, and I guess that was kind of your goal.
Yeah, I mean, our goal is to win, obviously, but I think we want to push tempo and we want to be aggressive. And you know, I thought we missed the post players a little bit. We got a little three happy a little bit there in the second quarter and a little in the third quarter, but, you know, it happens sometimes, so we're not too concerned about that. But we just got to keep moving the ball and keep playing the way we're capable of.
You held East Peoria to 23 points. They are a little offensively challenged, no question, but still defensively is where it starts, and I would guess you have to be pretty happy with that.
Yes, extremely happy. You know, I think that's if we can figure out a way to hold teams to 22 points, we got a good chance. But I guess if it had been Rock Island last year, we'd have tied them, because I think that's as many as we had.
Well, you know, you said coming into this season that was the thing you thought we could avoid, is maybe having quite the offensive droughts that we had at times last year with a lot of athleticism out there. And I suppose you saw some things. Meeker was one of your first freshmen in the game, and then on down the line that these kids can give you some help.
Well, you know, our young guys are really long and athletic. You know, like I thought Denzel came in and did a nice job on the glass, and that's something he can do. And Joe Williams did a nice job. I mean, he played basically the whole second quarter on the ball without a foul, and that's good for him. You know, I think, you know, he had one turnover, but he tried to make things happen, and he stepped into a nice three. He played really well. You know, I think we're going to have good things from those two guys.
And a couple of you guys coming back with some experience. Ryan Carl did some nice work early inside, and then Carson Cheeseman able to find some people with some nice assists tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Ryan Carl and Marcus and Carson all figured out some you know, kind of their place in the game, which is sometimes hard the first game of the year, but they're experienced and they came out there and played well. I thought Grant didn't shoot it as well as he'd like to, and obviously Teron had enough fouls to last him a lifetime. So hopefully they'll make some minor adjustments when we work out tomorrow.
I tell you, get those guys coming off the football field, it takes a while to adjust.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a physical guy anyways, you know, and he had some ones that might not be definitely called, but, you know, he didn't make an adjustment and end up, you know, you end the game in the third quarter because you have four fouls, and that's not the way we're anticipating him playing defense.
Coming off this first game, what did you see that you really have to improve on?
Well, I think there's some little things. I think we went through a stretch there in the third quarter where we weren't organized against their press. We broke it, but we weren't organized the way that you'll have to beat a Moline that runs that really, really well, and, of course, they're more experienced running it, or an Allman that runs that, you know, or Rocky that runs a lot of zone presses. We got to be organized the right way, and we had a little trouble with that in the third quarter. So, and at the end of the half, we had a little, you know, we have a little smaller lineup in that we teeter with, and we were unorganized a little bit at the end of the half, and some guys were in some wrong spots. But, you know, things happen like that in the first game.
You practice some before the turkey tomorrow?
No, we'll come in, you know, tomorrow night and get some shots up, and it'll be good. We'll run a little bit out of them and watch a little film from tonight and get ready to play. We know, you know, Westinghouse has got a lot of guys back. We know we play them at night, and Diet you know, who knows? Who knows? You know, they have a new coach that was assistant at Bradley last year, so we'll find out. You know, we'll find out if we can do it 2 days in a row.
All we got from Diet was a list of players, nothing else, so I guess we'll all find out together.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, and, you know, they're a little, you know, they just didn't send it for some reason, but Moline actually had a uniform issue, and, you know, something happened and their uniforms turned pink, which, as a Galesburg fan, would have been mildly funny to watch out here, but I guess they figured out a way to get some new ones.
Mike, thanks. Good luck. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you on Friday.
All right, thanks a lot.
And it should be a happy Thanksgiving the way things start here tonight. 57-23, the win over East Peoria. And at about the first television timeout in the Illini game, Illinois leads Butler 9-5. Well, make it 11-5 now in the championship of the Maui Classic. So we'll get that to you here shortly. But we've got to wrap up the pregame show with final statistics, individual scoring, and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game still to come on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Don't miss Menards' Big 6-Hour Sale, 5 to 11 a.m. Friday. A 32-inch LED TV by Westinghouse is just $127 after rebate. Save 60% on a stainless steel wet-dry vac by Stanley, only $19.99. Save on mini tabletop games, just $7 each. An MP3 plus video player by Sylvania is half price, $9.99. Hurry, good while supplies last. Don't miss Menards' Big 6-Hour Sale, 5 to 11 a.m. Friday.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Brad Binowitz, Jim Lee, after a successful opener for the Galesburg boys basketball team, 57-23 over East Peoria. Let's go ahead and take a look at the final statistics, Jim.
All right, I'll do that. Numbers. You can figure out who the crunch time player of the game is over there. Galesburg shoots 21 out of 51 from the field, and Mike Reynolds came up quick enough that... Didn't get a chance to do my calculations, but I can do that really fast here. 21 out of 51 for the streaks gives us 41%.
Just over 40. Okay, there we go.
That's exactly what we were shooting at halftime. We had an awful third quarter, but then as we hit a stretch where we hit five in a row in the fourth quarter, including a couple of threes, to bump that percentage back up. So let's go ahead and tally up for East Peoria. That doesn't take too long, at least to figure out their makes. My goodness, six field goals, I believe, is all they had in this one here tonight. Three in each half. They were 0 for 3 in that fast-moving fourth quarter with the continuous clock. So six field goals out of 29 attempts. That gives them 21%. We'll round it up to for the night for the East Peoria Raiders, who are going to struggle again mightily this year. Offensive rebounds, 12 for Galesburg. Had them for 22 defensive rebounds. Total of 34. Brad, I think I told you 32 rebounds, but I had for 34 on the night. East Peoria, 20 rebounds, just about all of them on the defensive end. And turnovers, a huge problem for the Raiders in the first quarter. They had 9 as Galesburg built its lead. Ball handling settled down after that. They had 18 for the game. Galesburg with just 8 turnovers. So The numbers all reflect a blowout win for the Silver Streaks, 57-23.
Galesburg 6 of 21 from three-point range. East Peoria missed all 7 of their three-point attempts. Raiders 11 of 16 from the free throw line. Streaks were 8 of 14 from the charity stripe. Leading scorers in the game, Sean Mulhern and Carson Buckley led East Peoria with 6 points apiece. Kieran Buckley had 4. Michael Thompson, 3. Adam Summer and Mitch Ganim each had 2. Hayden Burtis, Bennett Krim, Aaron Scully, Ryan Slusher did not score for the Raiders. For the Silver Streaks, 2 players in double figures. Marcus Ross leads the way with 13. Grant Gibson had 10. Joe Williams off the bench finished with 9. Ryan Carl and Denzel Jones each finished with 7. Tyson Parks with 6. Good balanced scoring effort for the Silver Streaks tonight. Ethan Meeker had 3, hit his first shot on the varsity level, and then didn't score the rest of the night. Eric Thompson late in the game had 2 on a rebound put back. Trevon Diggins, Devin Ross, Logan Davis, Carson Cheeseman, Bryce Reed, Tommy Lepas did not score for the Streaks. Everybody played tonight in a blowout, scored the first 16 points of the game, and won by 34, 57-23. 13-5 is the Illini lead over Butler coming out of the first television timeout. It's actually up to 16-7 now. Illinois on top in the Maui Classic, which we'll get to you too, but we still have one more order of business after a final timeout. Come back with the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
We know you care about your favorite charity. That's why the Hometown Hundreds program was created. It's a great way to help out a service club, foundation, church, any nonprofit organization here in Knox County. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds, and fill out the entry form. All entries received through Wednesday of each week will be eligible for a random drawing every Friday. F&M Bank will donate $100 to a different local nonprofit each week. So sign up weekly to win Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank. Some restrictions apply. See official rules for details.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The GHS Music Department presents their magical dinner, The Legend of the Fruitcake, the weekend of December 8th and 9th, featuring the GHS Chamber Choir. Tickets will be sold in advance only for $15. Call the GHS office or check our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
19-12, Illinois leading Butler. That's where we're headed next after the Streaks blowout East Peoria in the opener here, 57-23. Our final order of business is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. As East Peoria drops 0-2 for the tournament, Silver Streaks 1-0 on the season. Jim Lee, our final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I think we finally settled on someone.
Yeah, this one especially hard. We've had times in the past where it's been hard to pick one because we haven't done a whole lot of good things out there. But this one, we did quite a few good things, but nobody in particular dominated, didn't need to. We just had a lot of players on the court and spread things around a little bit. So I guess we go back to the very beginning of the ball game where we were jumping out to that lead, and the offensive force, one of them early on, was the big guy, Ryan Carl. Had a nice lay-in on an assist from the corner, then went out high and knocked down a three-pointer as we were talking about the three ball. As you said, he was right on cue, so why not Ryan Carl tonight?
Why not? And as we were saying off-air, we think we're going to be giving it to a lot of different players this season. And you know, when you score the first 16 points of the game and your smallest lead was 12 when East Peoria cut it to 16-4, there really is no crunch time player of the game. The crunch time has to be that opening stretch. If you're going to score the first 16 points of the game and they don't get any closer than that really the rest of the way, then I guess that's got to be the time it is, and that's why we give it to Ryan Carl tonight. So one Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in the books, and one Silver Streaks victory, a 57-23 win over East Peoria. On behalf of Tom Meredith, our broadcast engineer, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. We all wish you the best and happiest of Thanksgivings tomorrow. We'll be back with you Friday afternoon when Streaks play Chicago Diet at 1 o'clock with our pregame show somewhere around 12:30, 12:40. Depending on how things shake out there. So we'll be back with you then from John Field Gymnasium. Again, happy Thanksgiving, and let's get you to fight a line on a basketball against Butler in the championship of the Maui Classic up next. Good night from John Field Gymnasium.